going forward then to a more modern times, this area called Anniston, Ohio, where the Kirby Nature Center is, was settled in the early 1800s, but very sparsely. It just had a few houses. There was one big mansion over by the river, but really not many people lived right here. Cincinnati was the big center of population. There were villages in North Bend, in Cleves. And so this property that Kirby Nature Center is on was basically just open land. Maybe some of the flat area had been cleared for farming by an early settler, but it was basically undisturbed as far as farming goes. There was logging. There was logging all along the Ohio River, in fact, all along the region to take out the bigger trees. But the trees then came back. So then in around 1891, development started here. A big industrial complex was built on the river here. It was an iron foundry to make pipes out of cast iron. And that caused a big development here, interest in this little area where the Kirby Nature Center is. A tobacco merchant, then bought this property as an investment. And at that time, it was 860 acres. This was around 1900. And he had the house built, the Kirby Nature Center house built in 1900 as the home for the farm manager. So his vision was for this to become a farm, any of the 860 acres that was flat enough would be cleared and crops would be grown. And that pretty much continued then up until the 1970s. And I remember as a kid growing up here in Anniston, seeing this house and a big barn on the other side of the creek, another barn back behind the house. And pretty much of a pasture around the house where it is. On top the hill up above the house were fields. And at times there was tobacco growing, at times there was wheat growing, at times it was just pasture. So it continued as a farm clear up until through my childhood when I grew up here. It continued as a farm up until the 1970s. When another entrepreneur, a developer, came in along with the property owner and subdivided and put in a whole bunch of houses and a golf course up on top of the hill. And so then we lost all that acreage from this property, and there were all kinds of houses up there. But the house, the original house for the caretaker, the hillside surrounding it, stayed pretty much the same. Forested hillsides. The pasturage close to the house was basically abandoned for farming, and it grew up. And so it has what we call a new growth or a second growth forest here. Pretty recent forest with smaller trees, with the certain type of trees that move into an area that has been cleared and then left to recover. Some of the trees that come back are cedars, eastern red cedars. They're like the earliest trees that come back. And we have a lot of them to the west of the Kirby Nature Center. In fact, we have a trail through there called the Cedar Glade Trail because there's a whole lot of cedar there. You'll also get trees like box elder that come back pretty early, black locust, white ash. So these are the trees you'll see right around the nature center itself and close by. Another feature or another tactic, I guess, of the early settlers to provide barriers for their cows, for their horses, was to plant a tree called Osage Orange. This is a native to Cincinnati. It's native to like Oklahoma and Arkansas, but it has the property that it'll grow pretty quickly in kind of a tangled mess with thorns on it if you plant them close together. So they would plant these Osage oranges in rows, and that then would grow up to become the fence to hold in their livestock, so they wouldn't have to invest in the barbed wire, you know, things like that. And we have a lot of Osage orange here too, as another one of the main trees around our property that survived from those early plantings for the fence. So we have a house here then, you know, after the development, an open area near the house. We have a second growth forest growing up around it, and a replacement barn. The original big barns that were there here had been taken down, and there's a replacement barn up above the house. And it was the house and the area near it were then rented out by the property owner at that time. The house just to a family, a woman and her two daughters, and the some of the surrounding areas by a forester who used it for all of his equipment, the barn for his equipment. So this is what Western Wildlife Quarter then acquired in late 2014. You know, a house with a somebody renting it, a forester renting out the other area, you know, the basic surrounding area kind of cleared in a lawn, a barn in the back. And we saw it and said, wow, this is an opportunity. You know, the house wasn't in real good shape. It had deteriorated. Of course, the equipment was all there. It didn't look very natural, but we could tell that it had the potential to become a really nice natural area.